two North Dakota education groups say they're supporting a measure on the ballot that would allow the state legislature to access money that has been put in the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund. Right now, the fund cannot be accessed until a governor orders a budget allotment. The fund is then used to make K-12 education whole.
It is a trapped asset.
That's ND United President Nick Archuleta. His group, along with the North Dakota Council of Educational Leaders, say the measure should pass. Archuleta says without the flexibility from the measure, it's unlikely K-12 education will be fully funded.
If we do nothing, there is no doubt that education will face pretty serious cuts in funding. Now, if the alternative happens and this thing does not pass, we are faced with one of two choices. You could either raise property taxes to make up the shortfall, or you can have a serious cut. Well, inasmuch as that most districts are at the peak of what they can levy, the only other option then is to cut education.
The North Dakota School Boards Association opposes Measure 2, saying the legislature could raid and drain those funds and use it for other purposes. But Archuleta says he's been assured by legislative leaders that the money will stay with K-12. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.